This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, I'd love to tell everybody all over the country, but especially in Las Vegas, where I'm based, because Cox Cable does not carry Newsmax TV, and therefore in Vegas, this famous host, Wayne Root, is not on in Vegas on cable. Now, I'm on DirecTV, I'm on Dish TV, but I'm not on cable. And if I'm not on in cable somewhere where you are listening right now, anywhere in the United States, we've got about 40 affiliates all over the country, and if we're on one of those affiliates and you're listening, and you don't get Wayne Root, like on WJJF in Connecticut, do you get Wayne Root on your local cable? Do you get Newsmax TV on your local cable? If you don't, I want you to call 844-500-6397. If they're not in Allyn, call first thing in the morning, 844-500-6397. That's the number for Newsmax TV. They will immediately ask for your zip code, and they'll tell you who your cable carrier is, and they'll immediately plug you into a phone line with that cable carrier while you're on the line with them. They'll go there, and they will help you tell them that you want your Newsmax TV. Remember that old thing, we want our MTV? We want our Newsmax TV, or we're going to switch to DirecTV or Dish TV. And so cable likes to listen. You know, if they get enough complaints, they will listen. They will pick up Newsmax TV. Call 844-500-6397, and you will be connected instantly to your cable system for free. Because I want you watching Newsmax TV. When I'm on Newsmax TV, I often tell you, I want you listening on USA Radio. I tell the people on Newsmax TV how they can find USA Radio. So it's a synergy. It's a synergistic team. Wayne Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Before we came on, I was in the last segment, I ended up talking about the fact that half of foreign refugees are on taxpayer-funded food stamps, and that 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees came into America since 2008. I guarantee you almost all of them under Obama. And I told you it was cut dramatically under Trump, but I hadn't seen the number. Here's the number. President Trump's administration has historically reduced the annual inflow of foreign refugees under Trump's America First agenda. The U.S. is on pace to accept less than 23,000 of them for the fiscal year 2018, the lowest yearly refugee admission in three decades. I mean, I'm going to add that to my list. I have this wonderful list of all the great things that Trump has done for the United States of America. There's another great one. I mean, I don't understand. Why is it our responsibility to take in not just foreigners, but refugees? Why? You're like, oh my God, those poor people. No, that's not our job. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it happened to him. That's life. I don't know why it happened to him, but it's not our job, the United States, to take in the world's refugees, especially Islamic refugees, where they've been brainwashed since birth that America's bad, Western civilization's bad, Israel's bad, Jews are bad, Christians are bad. We don't want that in the United States. That's why there was a terrorist attack in London today. That's why they lead the world in acid attacks. That's why they lead the world in crime wave knifing attacks. That's why there was a terrorist attack in France today. That's why there were multiple terrorist attacks in Sweden. All of them say refugees. Not necessarily all of them admit terror. London admitted terror today. In France, they said it was a mentally ill man that attacked people, four people with a knife, except he happened to be an Afghan refugee. And in Sweden, they just call it rioting. I mean, they're setting cars on fire, they're setting tires on fire, they're setting buildings on fire throughout Sweden, and it's all refugees, quote unquote. It's not Wayne Root saying it, it's the Swedish media saying refugee gangs have some sort of coordinated attack last night, and they set a bunch of places on fire. And then, of course, you say, oh, well, that's Sweden, oh, well, that's France, oh, well, that's England. No, in New Mexico, the guy at the compound was teaching his kids to do school shootings, and he's an Islamic terrorist. And he's the son of a guy involved in the 1993 terror bombing of the World Trade Center. But the leftist media, they're so stupid, they'd love to let in another million tomorrow. Here's an article. Leftist media, apparent terror attack in London, a reckoning for mean tweets and online comments. This is what they think. They're so dumb. See, liberals are a danger to all of us. They're so dumb. They're so freaking naive. They're a danger to all of us. They're going to get us killed. Elements of the mainstream left in Britain have responded to an apparent terror attack outside Parliament in which several people were hurt, one woman hospitalized with serious injuries, by suggesting it was a reckoning for people being mean online. Sean O'Grady, deputy managing editor of The Independent, the former newspaper now part owned by Saudi interest, offered this assessment in an article titled, "If the Westminster Car Crash Turns Out to Be a Terrorist Attack, This Is What We Should All Bear in Mind." This is what the moron is saying. The debate about anti-Semitism, about the burqa and the hijab, and the hateful tone of so much that goes on in social media, the talk of them being traitors and treason, enemies of the people. If you want to see what racial or religious hatred looks like, you need not infiltrate some terrorist cell. Just take a look at the comments left below the line on popular news websites or surf around Twitter, he opines, appearing to compare online critics of Corbyn's Labour, Islamic face veils, and anti-Brexit campaigners to jihadist demagogues. Sooner or later, there was going to be a reckoning, a tangible act in response to the goading and climate of fear we seem to have generated in our peaceful land. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's a natural reaction to people voicing their opinions on social media, he continues. He justifies a terror attack as a natural reaction to people voicing their opinions on social media. Wow. Louisa O'Melian is a comedian who's appeared on BBC's Live at the Apollo program and featured in a left-wing Guardian, was even more explicit, tweeting semi-intelligible, "Parliament crash is awful. This is why making fools and absolving people like Boris Johnson is dangerous. They with their callously dismissive, jovial remarks, they are dangerous and toxic. People have had enough." No, actually, darling, people have had enough of liberal morons like you who are going to get us all killed. And people have had enough of Islamic terrorists and other Muslims who don't do anything about it. Why is no one saying something about this? There's no million Muslim man march. When after a terrorist attack or arresting Muslim terrorists, is there ever a Muslim march with Muslims saying, "We're not with you, we're with America, we're with Wayne Root, we're with Donald Trump, we're with the Republican Party, we're with London"? No, there's never been a march like that. Never. A march of just Muslims saying, "We're not with ISIS, we're not with Al-Qaeda, we are with the country, the Western country we live in." Never. So yesterday I read that Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London and the former big mucky muck, I think he was the head of, like Secretary of State of London, of England, if I remember correctly. Now he could be the next prime minister. Let's hope. He said something very Trump-like. He said that women who wear these burqas, it's disgusting. It makes me sick to my stomach. But I'm a libertarian. I'm a free speech guy, and I think they have a right to wear them. That's what he said. But I think they're disgusting. I wouldn't want to have a conversation with a woman facing me with a burqa on. And by the way, boy, is that the truth. Can you imagine having a conversation with someone wearing a face mask that's all black? It's just a joke. It's an abomination. I don't care if it's your religion. You have no right to walk around with your face covered up. No right at all. You want to cover up your body? Okay, fine. Can't cover up your face and have a conversation with me or anybody else, a government official. What, are you going to take your driver's license photo with your face in black? With a mask on it, covering everything but your eyes? You're going to board an airplane with a face mask on, covering everything but your eyes? What are the police going to say after you rob a bank? "Suspect, just robbed bank. Four of them. Wearing black burqas." What do they look like? Wearing black burqas. I have no idea what they look like. Oh, that'll work to catch them. What happens when they run into a crowd and everyone in the whole crowd, the Muslim neighborhood, has black burqas? How would you find them? Doesn't quite work that well in a free society to be too free now, does it? You can be free to a point, but you can't let someone cover their face. How would you know who they were after they committed a crime or when they're getting on a plane? And how can you let them have a conversation with you when their face is covered. So anyway, Boris Johnson simply said something like what I just said. And he was then investigated by the police in London for a possible hate crime. They did clear him eventually, but they wanted to charge him. They were looking for reasons to charge him with a hate crime. Can't have an opinion anymore. And by the way, that opinion is pro-woman. Right? People like me and Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, we like women. We think it's disgusting that someone would keep a woman's face completely covered and shrouded in darkness at all times, 24 hours a day. It's barbaric that women have to walk around like that. So here they are in London, liberals immediately blaming people online who will say things like this. We're the reason for terrorism. Oh, yeah. Other news, the Trump campaign sues Omarosa. Millions sought over a broken NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, NDA. Now, I'm in the business world, and I've signed many, many, many NDAs. In my lifetime, I don't know, 100. People say to me, I've got a great business idea, but if I give it to you, you can steal it from me, so I'm going to demand you sign an NDA. And so every time someone sends me a business idea or a TV idea, they send me an NDA. And every time I'm discussing a business deal, they make me sign an NDA, and I make other people sign NDAs. So I'm very familiar with NDAs. Once you sign it, you can never talk. If you do, you could be sued for millions if you damage the reputation or the campaign or the deal. So how could Omarosa be so stupid and ignorant that she would sign a stiff NDA? I mean a tough one. Donald Trump's got the toughest ones, just like Stormy Daniels. You're going to be sued for millions and you're not worth 2 cents. So for the rest of your life, everything you make is going to go to Donald Trump. God, you people are so ignorant, it's unbelievable. Stormy Daniels, Omarosa, anyone who signs an NDA and then talks about Trump is the biggest idiot in the world. And you're going to get what you got coming to you. You're never going to make another dime the rest of your life if it doesn't go to Trump. Good luck. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama,
this is a bad time to be coming down off of that high,
comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
And wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, iTarget Pro is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Recently, there were two tragic officer-involved shootings. One where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander. In another incident, a hostage was killed. I'm not telling you this to be critical of law enforcement. You know I love law enforcement. I'm telling you this because they are trained professionals who actually practice and train for scenarios like this all the time, and they still have tragic outcomes. So what does that say for the rest of us who go shooting once a month, or, you know, in my case, twice a year? Who has time? Maybe like twice a year I go to a shooting range. Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying the most important moment of your life. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro, or at least do what I do now, because I didn't even know about iTarget Pro until about 2 weeks ago. And then they sent me their whole system in the mail, and now I do it. It revolutionizes home firearm training. iTarget uses your actual gun. In my case, I have a 9mm Glock and a 357 Magnum. And they take my actual gun, and you can become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life, utilizing your smartphone. And their proprietary app, it uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. So right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR for Wayne Allen Root, and when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, save time, take your skill to the next level safely and effectively. That's the letter iTargetPro.com. Offer code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com. Go to iTargetPro.com. Great stuff, and now I can shoot my 357 Magnum like a pro. You hear that, all you liberal threateners? Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. This should have been the lead story in the show, but there were so many other things going on, I kind of buried the lead, never got to it. Small business optimism unexpectedly rises, hitting the second highest level ever. You know, there's no mistakes in life. Under Barack Obama, small business men and women wanted to puke 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, when I heard Obama talk, I either vomited or got diarrhea. You allowed to say that on the radio? I think you can say that. Obama gave me diarrhea. He made me so sick to my freaking stomach every time he spoke. Now, every liberal in the world listening is going to go, oh, Wayne Root's a racist. Oh, my God, he hated Obama because he was black. It never, ever even crossed my mind, the color of his skin. I don't care the color of his damn skin. He could be black, he could be white. By the way, he's half white, half black. He's not black. And he's not African American. His relatives were not in the United States and suffered slavery. None of that happened. He's not even that. He has a white Midwest mom from Kansas. His grandparents were from Kansas. He was raised in freaking Indonesia and then Hawaii. He's got nothing to do with being African-American. So none of it ever had to do with black. It had to do with the communist, socialist, Marxist BS that came out of his mouth, the ignorant claptrap that he spouted all day long that I knew was killing business and would hurt me again and again and again. So first of all, he raised my taxes dramatically, couldn't make money. When I make money, you got to give too much to him. There's nothing left to invest. There's nothing left to hire people. There's nothing left to expand your business. Nothing left to start a new business. Then he dramatically increased regulations. So I couldn't run a business without spending $50,000 a year in legal fees. Crazy. And then he hit me with Obamacare, which just wiped me off the face of the earth. This guy, and then he hit me with IRS audits. This guy is a disaster. So small businessmen hated him. Never had anything to do with the color of his skin. But now they love Trump. I guess we're all just racist. We hated Obama because he's black, and we just love Trump because he's white. That must be it. Oh, I just never knew that before. It's a white thing. Trump's white. That's why I'm happy. It's not because I'm making more money and paying less taxes and don't have such big legal bills and don't have IRS attacks all day. And Obamacare is a thing of the past because I joined Liberty Health Share and I have a Christian health sharing organization, and my bill's $460 a month instead of $2,000. It couldn't be any of those things, could it? Probably not. I'm just a racist. I mean, it's just so absurd. Tomorrow, if you gave me a white Jewish, I'm Jewish, so a white Jewish liberal candidate against a Muslim Republican who believes in lower taxes, less regulations, kill Obamacare, and build the wall, I would be fighting so hard for the Muslim, for the black Muslim from Kenya. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It has nothing to do with the color of anyone's skin. It has to do only with what they believe in. And Democrats are not moderate people anymore. They're extreme radical nutcases who believe in socialism, Marxism, and communism. And that's why small business optimism has now gone to the second highest in the 45-year history. 107.9 on the optimism scale, just below the 108 record high in July of 1983. What was in July of 1983? President Ronald Reagan. I told you Trump was our Reagan. It's now the second highest in a 50, almost 50 years, half century, the two times it was high, Reagan and Trump. There you go. Obama, it wasn't the color of his skin ever. I don't care what the color of his skin is. Wayne Allyn Root, more now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault,
claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Omarosa never expressed any concern about the president or what the president said while working at the White House.
She worked here for a year and didn't have any of these things to say. In fact, everything she said was quite the opposite.
A new grand jury report shows that internal documents from six Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania shows that more than 300 priests have been accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 children. The Pennsylvania Attorney General said it's finally time for the victims to have their say.
The time of telling these victims to keep their truth to themselves has ended.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Swiss Wave, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss Wave. All of you know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. It's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners. You don't have to be a doctor. Matter of fact, they don't want a doctor. To operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's on all-cash business. No insurance. Could be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462, or go to medicalpartnership.info, 800-235-1462. Let me stress again, no needles, no medication, no surgery, and it's all cash business, no insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. Great opportunity. You don't have to even live in the city where you're opening your clinic. You don't. They had a guy, I think from California, opened a clinic in Philadelphia, and it's already going gangbusters. So give him a call, 800-235-1462. Great way to make some money during the Trump era where the economy is, you know, just blowing up, booming. And it's a great time to own a business. Here's a great idea. What a great thing. All the men over 50 need erectile dysfunction treatment, and here's a clinic that allows you to make money off it. All right, let's talk to our guest, James Hurston, every Tuesday about this time, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Ministry, his website is jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. My audience loves him because we love to talk about all the Hollywood hypocrites. Hey, James, how are you?
Fantastic. Wayne, welcome back. Hope you had a great vacay.
Sure. Before we get to any Hollywood stuff, you also happen to be a legal expert and a law professor and a brilliant lawyer yourself. And so I got to ask a question. I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on TV and radio. And I do. I really do. I have TV ads and radio ads for law firms. But I'm not a lawyer. I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia, but that was 30 years ago. And so I got to assume that if the Paul Manafort legal defense team, which must be a bunch of brilliant, high-profile guys, if they rest without calling a single witness, not just not Paul Manafort, but no witness, they must think they have this thing in the bag. Am I wrong in assuming that?
Well, I would only take issue with everything you said was right, except when you got to the part about it in the bag. This happens in 20-30% of criminal trials. It's not that unusual for the defense not to put on cases. Although we do know, what we do know from reports is that when Rick Gates, you know, Manafort's partner, who was the star witness for the prosecution, when he testified, it didn't go well. There were a lot of problems in it. And you remember, when I've been in trials over my career, the jury doesn't pay that much attention during direct examination because direct examination is relatively boring. Direct examination is like saying, you know, well, tell your story. But they really perk up in cross-examination. And I've got to believe that the cross-examination of Rick Gates was excellent. Of course, as you mentioned, there's an all-star legal team. There was a lot of ammunition to go after with him and establish the fact that he had embezzled money, stolen money from Manafort, and he was getting off of any kind of punishment, criminal punishment for that crime by testifying. I mean, that's got to be powerful. So the idea of not putting Manafort on the stand, well, normally you don't put the criminal defendant on the stand. If there's risk in putting on a case, and good defense lawyers will be showmen when they tell the judge, you know, depending on how, if the judge allows this, and they say, judge, we don't need to put on a case, so the defense rests. They look over at the jury with confidence. It sends a message that to the jury that the prosecution didn't meet their burden. And one of the things both judges and defense lawyers will do, they'll pound into the jury that in doing their duty, they have to look at the evidence and the prosecution has to reach that level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And just, you know, so basically the defense of Paul Manafort is all going to be in the final argument. And that's going to decide whether or not. The other factor here is, of course, the power of the presidential pardon. And I'm sure that hangs in the air, and that allows Manafort to take this strategy a little bit easier than it would for a typical criminal defendant, because I think he believes, and I think he's right, that ultimately down the road, if he were convicted of any of these counts, that he's going to be pardoned. One thing, Paul Manafort, I know Manafort and Trump didn't get along that well when he was that short period when he was a manager, but I'll say one thing Manafort has proven, and it's an old concept, you know, usually you hear about it in mafia movies, but this guy Manafort is a stand-up guy. He could have composed, and that's what Alan Dershowitz likes to say, when he's under that kind of pressure, you know, hundreds of years in prison potentially, put in solitary confinement, and from what we can see, no cracks. He did not fold. He did not make up stuff, which is exactly what prosecutors like these prosecutors that are involved with the Mueller team wanted him to do. And so I'm fairly comfortable betting that even if he were convicted of counts, that the president will pardon him.
But the one thing maybe I missed it, maybe I skipped it. I always had a thousand things going on at once, and I'm trying to multitask. But I understand not asking the defendant to testify. But how could you rest without asking any witness to testify? I mean, either they don't have any witnesses and his case is horrible, or they think that the other side's case is absolutely a joke and they don't even need to call a witness. That's how weak they think the case is. And I think I'm right that that's what they think, James, because I saw that they argued that in front of the judge. They thought all charges should be dismissed because they said they didn't even make their case.
Well, that's exact. No, that is their strategy. And that's the strategy of every defense lawyer, but not putting on any evidence like that, it happens in a significant percentage of criminal cases. It's a criminal defense strategy. And in some cases, even if Manafort's side had evidence, it's sometimes so much more powerful to argue that the prosecution did not meet its burden. And that's going to be the coming battle in the final argument to the jury. The prosecutor is going to quote from the record the witnesses that established the elements of the crimes they're proving, and the defense is going to say, no, they didn't meet their burden. I think I would phrase it this way. They're confident that they can make that case, that they have a strong possibility of swaying at least one of the jurors, maybe more, and either getting a hung jury or, best of all, getting an acquittal. And, you know, I'm praying for an acquittal, Wayne, because I think that the Mueller investigation took it really hard, because this firing of Peter Strzok is a direct hit at the Mueller investigation, because Peter Strzok is the central character that started this whole thing. And if he loses this case, I do not think that the Mueller investigation can recover from that. I do think that he'll try to launch it, maybe against Roger Stone. He'll announce some indictments. You know, they do that every time they're trying to cover up something that they don't like in the press. So if this case were lost, you know, maybe it'll be another 30 indictments of Russians that'll never come into a courtroom, but I think they'll pull something. But the reality is, this is a wounded investigation. This is a wounded special counsel. And the more the public learns about the conflicts that he has, about the way this case began, I think the lower they hold this whole investigation, so in such low esteem that it's going to be politically difficult for the Democrats then to utilize it. And, of course, the midterm elections are going to be a huge factor in what happens with, you know, Mueller's final report, because that will be sufficiently ambiguous to argue anything.
All right, let's talk a bit about Omarosa, because that seems to be what's on everybody's mind now. That's one of the big news stories in America. I hesitate to say, I'm sad to say, I really couldn't care less. You know, it's Donald Trump's fault. I love the guy, but you can't hire reality TV stars to be inside your presidential cabinet and hang out in the West Wing. And she's so stupid. You know, my whole life, James Hurst, I'm 57 years old. I've never recorded anybody without their consent. Who the hell even does that, let alone in the White House? That's somebody who's planning to blackmail you. I don't know why she's not being charged with a crime, which is blackmail and possibly treason, espionage. You can't record people in the White House. Let's get your answer when we get back. You hear the music, so there's no point starting now. Let's keep everybody on the edge of their seat and give us the answer about Omarosa. When we return, we're with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and law professor, legal expert. Usually he's our Hollywood guy, but he's such a good legal expert, I've got to get his opinion about Omarosa. How is that not blackmail? How is that not extortion? What was her intent in recording that conversation and then playing it to the media? She wanted Trump to pay big money, give her a big job. She wanted to embarrass Trump if he didn't do it. That's called extortion. But it's treason when you do it in the White House. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We'll be right back. James Hurst.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we'll get to the Amarosa talk with James Hurston in just one second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, My Patriot Supply. The Department of Homeland Security reports Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electrical grid. The Wall Street Journal says the same thing. The New York Times says the same thing. Russian hackers shifting focus to the U.S. power grid. They're done with the election. Now they want the power grid. Let me ask you to consider, if your home had no power for several weeks, do you have an emergency food supply to get through? How about several days? How about like a week? There's no power. Grocery stores are probably going to be closed. Gas stations are going to be closed. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage. Whether it's a long-term power outage or a natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, hurricane, or earthquake, or something worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do it at My Patriot Supply. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, My Patriot Supply. All right, we've got James Hurston with us. He is usually our Hollywood expert. Today he's more of a legal expert because he is a law professor and a brilliant lawyer. I want to find out what he thinks about Amarosa. Are you allowed to record someone without their consent anywhere, let alone in the White House? And if you do it in the White House, aren't you committing some sort of espionage?
Well, you're allowed to record someone without your, first of all, that question, without their consent in certain states. There are states where you have to get their consent. That isn't the case in Washington, D.C. And the Espionage Act, it has provisions in it that could easily be triggered by the fact that she is recording the President of the United States, the Chief of Staff of the United States, who happens to be a Marine general, in the Situation Room. Now, if the, what one of the questions is going to be, what did she record? You know, she's only released portions. She says she has 180 recordings or something to that effect. If she's recorded classified material or, you know, presidential briefing material or things like that, she has committed a bunch of federal felonies. If she merely recorded, even by what she says she recorded, it's still a security violation. And it still triggers potential criminal liability. I mean, Omarosa, and I think she's already done this, has to lawyer up because she has that looming over her head, and they've already, the Trump campaign has already filed a civil suit against her based on her contract when she worked for the campaign, which had a non-disclosure agreement in it, which had, in fact, liquidated damages, meaning an automatic penalty that she would have to pay in the millions. So, I mean, she's in all kinds of big trouble. Her argument on the media is, oh, I don't have to worry about that stuff because I'm a whistleblower. The only problem with that is, what has she blown the whistle on? So far, she's played a tape that shows a Marine general in the most diplomatic way that I can't even believe, letting her down real easy and explaining to her that her job has come to an end, asking her to resign. And I think there's another tape of Ivanka and Jared being very sweet and cordial to her, wishing her well, expressing their sorrow that her time there has come to an end. In other words, what I've heard so far, she's got nothing. And so if there's no corruption that she's exposing, she's not a whistleblower, and she's going to be liable under that non-disclosure agreement. Now, judges don't like those. So if it has hundreds of millions of dollars and it damages, she may not be liable for that amount. But I think she's going to be liable for something. She's harmed the reputations of a whole host of people. She implicated Frank Luntz, Christina Pearson, others that work in the White House, and she's done it in a very obnoxious way. But, you know, she overreached, Wayne. She basically alleged corruption by General John Kelly. She said America needs to know the kind of corruption that's been committed by John Kelly. John Kelly, a Marine general who's respected universally, who has more credibility in his fingernail than Omarosa's ever had, she made a big mistake by doing that. And she cannot come up with the goods on that because John Kelly's committed no corruption in the White House. And so to me, I agree with you. I mean, there's an old saying, no good deed goes unpunished is the saying. And I think when you have an outsider become the president, sometimes the outsider doesn't know the ways of the Beltway, and he shouldn't have brought her in, but he did so because he has a good heart.
And that's what he says. He says she begged for a job, and she probably had nothing else going on in her life, and Trump was nice to her. And James Hurston's right. No good deed goes unpunished. Crazy stuff. No crazier, by the way, James, than Paul Manafort facing 300 years in prison for being Trump's campaign manager, while the jihadis with child terrorist training camp going on have been released on bond. I mean, you can't explain these judges. We got to run. I'm sorry you can't give me the answer to that one, James, but I got to run. His website's jameshurston.com, and we love him. Thank you, James. Have yourself
love
a great
you,
night.
Wayne.
We
have
are headed for night. Newsmax TV when we return. I'm getting changed in a suit, ready to dance on Newsmax right now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.